Okay, so today is August 1st, 2018, and we're doing lesson number 513 called Reptiles. So, you're going to be a reptile today. How's that sound? Lie on your back. I know, reptiles. So think of reptiles, right, is it's actually a great title, right? So that's like, well, it could be a snake, right? Could be a lizard, an iguana. So think of those, right? Those are reptiles, right? Am I right? Alligator, right? No, is alligator a reptile? No?
I guess so.
Yeah, right? Am I right? Help me. Science 101 here today. So if you think about those reptiles that I just listed, think about for a minute as you're lying on your back and starting to check in with yourself, what movement, we're going to start with the first obvious movement. What movement do they all have in common?
They're on their bellies.
Huh?
They're on their bellies.
Well, yes, okay. But think about the first one I said, snake.
Slithers.
Slithers, that's very good. And what else? Okay, and then, you know, right, a lizard does it too, an iguana does it too, and an alligator. So, what are the, yes, Lynn. So it's a lot of side bending, right? They do this curve, right? Do you guys know what side bending means? Right? 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 A lot of side bending, right? So when you go from the snake evolution, right, till to the lizards and crocodiles and iguanas, right? Then they have paws, right? Legs, like us. So, that gives you an idea of what we're going to work with today. Okay, so, as you're lying there, so really pay attention in saying that, right? Noticing your shoulder blades, noticing your two pelvic bones, your spine line in the middle, and then going out to your sides. And so since I gave that bit of description, for you to kind of examine each side of you. And does one side, as you're lying there right now, naturally feel a little shorter than the other side, right? Does one side feel kind of stretched out? Right, and often we're assessing this up at the shoulders, right? Is one shoulder higher towards one earlobe? But really you're measuring today from underneath where your armpit is down to where the side of your hip bone is. And not to change or anything, but just to observe, you know, are you kind of tilted to one side? Is one side shorter than the other? And then bring some attention onto your breath and your breathing. Noticing your inhalation and your exhalation. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, and just feeling the movement of your cervical spine this morning. Good. So we're going to start with this on your back. See if we can make it a little easier before we go over into the stomach. So begin by bending your right knee and bringing your right leg to a standing position. So everybody bend the right knee, right foot is standing, lined up with your right sit bone. And we've done this movement that we're going to do here in a moment many, many times, but for you newbies, you're going to push your right foot, think of push your right foot into the floor, and it facilitates, I like that word, it facilitates your pelvis to roll to the left, right? And what's really important about this movement is you've got to keep the right knee up. So your right knee stays towards the ceiling. Is it okay to touch you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you roll your pelvis to the left. Lift the pelvis. Nope. Think of rolling. Yeah, but it can come up. But don't let the leg.
Oh,
that's it. And yes. Oh. And that will open up your hip. Okay? So you can tell that your hips are a little tight.
Yes.
And then you go back. So you're going to roll your pelvis to the left. That means the right side of the pelvis comes up. Keep the leg standing. And then notice how the right side of the ribs start to come down, right, and compress. And you can begin to slide your right arm down towards your right foot. So you're going to shorten the right side of you. And then you experience the left side gets long. This is our beginning stages of becoming a reptile. Mm-hmm. And what I really want you to feel in this movement, right, so you do it and then you come back to the beginning, is how the ribs on the right side, right, all kind of scrunch together. I always think of an accordion. And for those ribs on the right side to scrunch together, it means the ribs on the left side need to expand. Right? And so this is the movement, part of the reptilian movement. Is that clear? Beautiful. Okay, come back to the center. Straighten the right leg and let's bend the left leg. So now we're going to do the same thing on the left side. So again, you keep your left knee up, you push with the foot, but you roll the pelvis to the right. That, yeah. Yeah, and so what this is doing is it's separating out your leg from your pelvis.
Okay.
And when this is all moving as a unit, this gets really tight. So this helps open the hip. So you roll the pelvis, and that's it. And then these ribs come together, yep. And then you start to reach down with your left arm and see if you can, Donna, take your head. Yeah, so really, really think of these, yes. So is this the shoulder?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's because you're not moving these ribs. Hi, Tomiko. That's it. So really think, oh, these ribs can come down. Right, all this, that's kind of gotten locked up. Sorry if I'm touching too hard in there. But right in here. That's it. So really scrunch the left side, which means the right side fans open. All the way up. You know, some of you are really good at doing this down at the waist, but then above the waist, you leave out the area near your armpit. And I was just pointing that out with Donna, right? So that area under your armpit. So when that area doesn't know how to scrunch anymore and open, hence a shoulder issue. So you're sliding that left hand down to reach the left foot. Good, come back to the center and pause and rest. Legs long and just examine again now the two sides. Maybe things feel a little more similar. Okay, so now we're going to roll over onto your stomach. And let's turn your face to the right. So that means the left ear is on the mat. Okay, and your arms can be up. So left ear on the mat. Face to the right. So we did this last week where you're going to bend your right knee out to the side and slide it up. That's it. And straighten it. So now we're facilitating the bending of the ribs, right, on the right side, with the drawing up of your leg and the turning of your pelvis. So the right side of your pelvis comes away from the floor, right? So just kind of like what we did when you were on your back. So there's a turning, a rotation involved with your spine and your pelvis that facilitates this lateral bending. That's it. And then straighten your leg, pause for a moment so you can turn your head to the left, meaning your right ear is now down on the ground. And now you're going to start to draw up the left leg and straighten it. And again, paying attention to if there's a fluidity or an ease with one hip, one side of your pelvis compared to the other, how you scrunch the ribs all the way up to underneath the armpit on this side. That's it. Good. And then let's pause for a moment and just find a comfortable way to rest on your stomach. So you can turn your head to the other side. You can bring your forehead down. And now choose the direction for your head to rest. That does feel, usually we all have a direction that feels a little easier. So I'm going to let you choose that one. So your head can be turned left or right, keeping your arms up. And now we're going to alternate the legs. We're still going to start with the right. So you're going to bend the right knee up to the side, scrunch the right ribs, straighten the right, and then do the left. But you don't change your head. You're just going to keep your head to the side that you chose. And as you continue to do the alternating, the question to start asking yourself is, how much are you allowing the ribs to scrunch? So some of you don't have a lot of scrunching going on in the ribs, and you've got a lot more going on with the pelvis rotating. So these are some of the important things to pay attention to, is that it's a combination. Yeah, so you might want to reposition your arms a little bit and not have them up so much, right? They come down a little bit so you can feel the scrunching near the armpit and shoulders. That looks better. Good. Now I am going to have you change your head. So now you get to change it to the other side that maybe is the less comfortable side. And again, you all adjusted your arms down a little bit, which is nice. The elbows are a little more down than not up so high, right? And then you bring the right leg up once and then the left. So your arms are still, like Tomoko, kind of in a, yeah, like a crawly position, right? Excellent. Okay. And let's let that all go and let's flip over and rest on your backs for a moment. Are you feeling kind of like a reptile coming about?
Slimy.
Slimy? Just think, those snakes don't have any legs, right? And snakes, one of the really interesting things about a snake and really cool is they're one of the few that they don't have any change in their vertebrae. So every vertebrae and the ribs, they have ribs, are exactly the same. hence there hasn't. So a lot of this is like what Moshe was quite interested in about evolution and the change, and he felt that the skeleton for mammals continues to change for evolving the species. But a snake didn't. So every single vertebra from the tail up to the head is exactly the same. So they really haven't changed much, have they? They're like the same shape and they wiggle, right? Anyways, that's interesting, right? Since we've got three different sections of our spine, three completely different shaped vertebrae. It's really fascinating, right? And then the shape, so why this is important is the shape of the vertebrae and the ribs is what promotes the direction of movement. So our middle section called the thoracic spine looks very much like a snake, which promotes the side bending. Okay, let's go back over. So this time we're going to start with your arms. So we'll allow your legs to be long. This is helping the top of your feet, you know, kind of stretch open. So we'll start first with your right arm. So I think it's easiest if you turn your face to the right. And you're going to think about, you're going to reach along the floor up as if to like pull yourself, right? Just now we're thinking more like one of the other reptiles, a lizard or a crocodile, right? So you can't reach too far up. Right, so if your arm becomes straight, that's not going to work, right? So think about it. Do you ever see a reptile have a straight arm, right? It's bent, right? So you reach up a little bit still, but you've got to have some bend, and then you're going to pull that arm, that right-handed arm, under your kind of head and chest so that you scoot yourself forward on the floor. You're really going to, that's it. Got one of you. Yes! Now you're going to realize how much hard work it was as a child. Right? This is hard work. So you reach and you pull. So everybody should be scooting a little bit. Yeah. So you either can think of a child or, you know, you could also be in some kind of horror flick and somebody just shot you and you're trying to drag yourself across the floor. They shot you in your legs so you can't stand. You want to pull yourself across the floor to get to the telephone. Back in the day where you had a telephone that hooked into the wall. That's it. So try a couple more. Yeah, it's a lot of work, right? There. How do you pull yourself just with that right arm? Okay. Pause for a moment. You can slide back if you want and we'll rest. You can turn your head to the other side. Okay, so now we're going to do the left arm. So same kind of thing, right? So you know you're not going to fully straighten it, but you're going to kind of reach along the floor and you want to scoot. Beautiful, Tomoko. You want to scoot yourself up, right? And you're going to just use that one, that left arm, right? So it kind of comes under your head and under your chest, right? There you go, right? Does that seem hard, Donna?
Yeah. Well, this arm I couldn't do it at all. I couldn't do it on this one.
Well, you stick with the right arm for a little bit. Yeah. The better arm.
I can't.
So you have to really press your hand into the floor, don't you? What else do you have to do? Those of you that have got it down. That's it, Tomoko. Got to lift your head a little bit, right? You got to get some extension in your back. Right, because you're lifting, and actually if you were a child, you're going to lift your head and you're looking at where you're going. Right? That's it, Corinne. Boy, you're cooking. She's covering good ground. Okay, scoot yourself all the way back. So how do you scoot back? Can you do that on your stomach? How do you push yourself back? How do you slither back? Right? Wasn't that a word we said, slithering earlier with the snake? That's it, Bonnie, right? You can roll your pelvis. Okay, let's turn your face once again to the right. And now you're going to just think about it for a minute before you do anything. Just see if you can, in your thought, right, create the image and a concept first before you do any movement, that you're going to weave together the right arm and the right leg, right? How do those two come together to scoot yourself forward? And we're just going to stay with the right side, right? So the right knee is going to come out to the side, right? And then that's it. So figure out, you are a good crawler. Oh my goodness. Did I tell you guys this was the phase that my daughter just refused to do? And I just let her just stay on the floor on her tummy. She didn't want to work this hard. It's hard. Right? So figure out the relationship with your hand and your leg, right? So the right leg comes up, the right hand reaches, and I'm not going to tell you, like, you need to feel how you organize the sequence, right? It's not like everything moves exactly together, right? So, and you need to feel that promotes you to crawl forward, and then, yes, scoot yourself back. Right, so maybe the leg comes a little sooner than the arm, right? Figure it out, right? The leg comes up and then you reach. That's it, Lynn, right? And so as you do this on the right side, right, you got the right ribs all scrunched up. Okay, how are we doing, Donna? Bring your right knee out to the side. Where's your left arm? Can you just let, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's better. Have it out a little bit. Bring the leg up, right? And now, that's it. And now pull with the, there you go. Keep pulling. There you go. But you don't have to lift your head quite so much. There. That's it. And bring this up. And really think of this as the part that helps you. Right? And pull. There you go. Pull. And then move back. We'll do just a little bit more. I know you're ready for a rest. Now you understand why babies just stop, right? They do a little bit of this, and then they just really come to a dead stop, and they fall asleep in the position that they were working in, right? They're too exhausted to even renegotiate a new position, right? I'll sleep 15 or 20 minutes, and then they come back to it. Okay, should we turn and try to do the other side, and then we'll take a longer rest in a minute on your back. So again, usually the leg comes up first. I'll give you a little hint, and then you feel, how do you then work with that left arm and leg, and then the leg straightens, doesn't it, as you scoot yourself. I got some really good crawlers, right? And this phase is so important for development. I mean, the worst thing you can do to a child is pick them up and not let them do this. Or like what I did with my daughter, I just let her at least lie there on her tummy, you know. Because walking can't come without this. So that's where the evolution kicks in. Because we got off the ground, unlike the rest of the reptiles who are on the ground, right? We got off the ground so that we're up on 2 feet. Okay, roll onto your backs and rest. We'll come back to it. See, I'm sure you all think about these things all the time, but it is really quite extraordinary, right, that we're on 2 feet with 4 limbs. Right? Think of all the other mammals that are still on 4 feet, right? Dogs, cats, cows, horses, giraffes, hippos. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so now we're going to have you really work with your mind and imagination here. So I want you to think about, as you're on your back, assimilating the same crawling, but you're on your back. So how could you do the same thing but while you're on your back? So think about the positions of your arms and your legs. And you don't have to move necessarily. So just think about, you know, just creating the same thing with your arm and your legs, but you don't have to be moving. And then, so some of you are trying it out to the side, which is a great first try. But what about in front of you? What if you brought your legs and your arms up over in front of you, above you, right? Ah, yeah. So above you, so you don't have to scoot on the floor. But where's above? Above you is the ceiling. Right? You guys are thinking too hard. How do you bring your limbs above you? Bring all your limbs above you. Oh, you're a baby now. Oh my goodness. Now, right? So you're on your back, and what did they do? Right? Especially if you're trying to put a new diaper on, because I've been using diapers lately, right, with Lola. Right? What does a baby do? Yeah! Figure it out. Keep your limbs up. That's it. Try some different things. Right? That's it, Tomoko. Try some different things. Right? I mean, it's so annoying with a baby because, you know, they have these changing tables and you're terrified they're going to roll off. Right? Because they're kind of going left and right, right? And the left and, that's it, Corinne, promotes the crawling. You move left and right. That's it, Tomoko, right? Okay, let that go and rest. So yes, my poor old Lola got a little sick. And I tell you guys, I have not only one, the best two dogs on the planet. So I had to get her Pampers. I just went and forgot. Pampers. And come on. What dog do you know? Every day. First we were going through about four of them a day, and now it's just down at night, just down to nighttime. Not once has taken off the diaper and shred it like I don't come home to a diaper all over the house. Or Stella going after it. The puppy, right, who's 5 months old, that diaper looks pretty intriguing. Like, why does she have one and I don't have one, right? She got a urinary tract infection. So I woke up to 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, a lot of blood and urine everywhere. So I didn't want to keep cleaning up that mess. But what a trooper. She's kept it on. Okay, let's roll back over. And now we're going to try something a little different before we integrate the two sides, okay? So we're going to go back to your legs, right? So your arms are up, and you can choose the side that you'd like your head to be. And whatever side you choose, you're going to bend that knee up first. Okay, and then you're going to straighten it, and then you're going to bend the other knee, but keep your head to that side, right? And keep going back and forth. Keep your head to the side you chose. And then you're going to think about, could I bring both knees up at the same time? Okay, yeah, there you go. So how do I bring both knees at the same time? What do I need to do with my butt and my lower back? So your butt has to come high in the air. That's it. That's it. Then come out of it and go back to alternating, right? And then weave yourself into, okay, I'm going to bring both up at the same time. And it kind of shoves you a little bit forward on the floor. That's it. Right? Good. Now let's change your head to the other side, trying the same thing. So once you do both knees, you kind of pause, kind of feel that position, and you go back to alternating the legs. And then you do both legs. That's it, Donna. Right? And kind of the thing is, beautiful, Tomoko, is how high can you get your butt in the air? Right? So when you do both knees at the same time, you really, so your chest is down and your throat's down, right? But the butt's high in the air, which creates back to all this extension in the upper back. So some of you think maybe it's about the lower part of you, but it really has to do with that area in between the shoulder blades. Freeing up to lift your pelvis high in the air. That's it. And I had you change your head, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So see if you can get your pelvis so high in the air, right, that you're, that's it, Tomoko. You use your feet a little bit, but you really kind of get solid on your knees. You can do a little bit, Lynn. You're doing fine. Just that little bit. Some of you try to get a little bit. My newbie here, she's doing a great job. She can really get up on her knees, right? She can get her butt high in the air. And this was a common place for children to pause and sleep with their butt way up in the air. And then they just kind of pass out because it's a lot of work. So come to that place. I want you to hang out there for a second. Get your butt in the air. And then you're going to think about what would you do to start getting yourself ready to crawl? Because it comes from here. So what's the next step, Bonnie? What's the next step? Maybe. That's one. What else? Think of this. Think of the lizards and, right, Tomoko, what would be your next thing? Lift the head. What about reaching with one of the arms? Can you go back to reaching? What if you reach and what does that do with one of the legs? That's it. There, yes. That's it. So your butt kind of, can you keep your butt, that's it, Tomoko, and crawl with the butt more in the air and then your chest starts to lift and head. Then you scoop back. There you go, Lynn. Yeah. Right? So now you start to lift the chest more. Right? So the arms are still kind of down, right? It's not really lifting the arms, it's lifting the chest. And alternating one leg, one arm. Right? And then let's try it a little bit longer on that. I'll give you a rest. But then there's this transition that as you're crawling along, you get higher and higher on your knees. Right? And all of a sudden, crawling shows up. So you go from the tummy, and the pelvis lifts, and then you kind of start to bring the knee more underneath you. There you go, Tomoko. Right? That's it, Tomoko. And then somehow you keep the pelvis up. And that's it. Up. There you go. Just that's it. See? Okay, everybody scoot back. Do you mind being an example? Is that okay? So start flat, right? And then just watch, right? So as she's going flat, so do one leg at a time. And then and pull yourself forward, and then the other leg. And then she starts to figure out if the butt stays up in the air, the knee can start to come underneath her. So now come lift your butt like you're doing. There you go. See? Then it you come up. Let's try it again. Yeah, there you go. See? He did it beautifully. I know, it's tiring, right? Now you get why the kids take naps so much. Because they're like, it's a lot to, look at how beautiful he just did it. I know, I put a lot of pressure on Tomoko to watch, right? That's it, Karen, good. And you just keep the knees under you. There you go, you don't have to let them go out to the side anymore. Just keep it, that's it. There you go. Okay. She's like, snack time, nap time. Okay, roll over and let's rest. Well, the other thing that's so interesting, right, about us as mammals is that most of the mammals out there, right, if not all, except for us, don't go through this. So if you think about a calf that's born, or like me, little Stella, a little puppy that's born, or right, they're up on all fours right away. So they're kind of just wired. So they don't go through the learning, but the learning and all the steps that we go through is what allowed us to be the smartest mammal that can think.
That's debatable.
Well, the debatable part is, do we really think? No. Well, we know it's not wired in. We don't just pop out and stand up like a colt, start running alongside our mom. So we have to work at it a little bit. Not to say they don't have thoughts. Okay, let's try it on your back again. So can you bring your limbs above you? But this time to the point, you okay? All four limbs above you so that you scoot on your back, right? So how could you scoot on your back crawling upwards, right? There you go. So it's back to the side bending in your ribs, right? And before this probably didn't seem that easy, but now you can scoot. That's it, Leah. And then can you scoot down? Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest again. Rest on your backs. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so let's go back onto your stomach again, and we're going to kind of regress here. Go back to picking a side to turn your head, and whatever side you pick, let's work with that side of the crawling. So you're going to do your leg and your arm and bring yourself forward. Then you're going to do the other side and turn your head. So now you're going to add in turning your head. And let's just see if you can slither along the floor. It's a lot lighter and easier now, right? Yeah, you guys are really making progress here. That's it, Donna. Like, you're able to go further on the floor. That's it. And then how beautiful. How could you even go faster? So there's something that happens, again, with your spine in between the shoulder blades. Most of you have figured out now too that your head is lifted pretty consistent the whole time. I mean, just imagine if this was you're stranded on a beach and this is your only way of getting away from some animal that's coming after you, but the animal's chained up. So you've got 10 feet that you've got to crawl to and get to safety. As fast as possible. And you're in the sand, right, on the beach, which makes it harder to crawl. So how quick can you go now, right? Slithering, that's it. Are you guys getting rug burns? Oh, okay, okay. Let's pause, roll onto your back and rest your legs. Didn't think about saying wearing coverage over the knees, knee pads. What'd you do to yourself over here? So let's go back to the first movement we started with on your back, bringing your right leg up to standing, right? And remember, you're going to keep your right knee towards the ceiling, and you gently push the right foot into the floor. The right arm slides down towards the right heel. The spine arches, right? So your hand, your right hand goes down towards the right heel. So I'm sure all of you can touch your right heel now. So let all the ribs on the right side scrunch and lift. Let that right shoulder blade slide down. But Tomoko, roll more onto your left side, right? So yeah, lift every, that's it. It's like a half of a back bend. So some of you are not lifting the right side. I'm not sure why. Maybe because this got so easy. But that's it. So just feel, that should feel so much easier now. To bend the ribs and arch the spine. And then come back to the beginning and try it again. So just really feel the extension, right? The arching and the rotation of your chest, your back, right? Your head slides over to the right. Your right hand comes easily down to your right foot. The front side of your chest opens up. Beautiful. Come back. Let's pause for a moment and just rest. Both legs long, just rest. And now let's try that on the left side. So bend your left leg up, press the foot into the floor, roll your pelvis to the right, let the spine lift and arch. The left hand slides down towards the left heel. Your head goes to the left. Right, you get this big opening in your chest. Your ribs and spine lift away from the floor on the left side. Come back to the center and now bend both legs. Let's see if you can do a little bit now left and right, and this will be creating crawling on your back. So you reach down to one heel, then you reach down to the other heel. That's it. Lots of side bending. You might feel yourself wiggle on the floor a little bit, and then you have to adjust your feet. Really bend. Really side bend. Let your head go with it. So whichever side is coming together and you're reaching for that heel, much better, Donna. That's it. Get those ribs under your armpits. That's it. Push yourself up along the floor so you kind of start crawling upward. So you reposition your feet again. Your back is slithering up. Nice, Leah. Good. Bring yourself back to your spot and pause and rest on your back. So one more time, let's have you come to your stomach. And introduce to yourself again the starting on your stomach, drawing a hand and knee up, and blending into eventually coming up on your hands and knees to crawl. So you start on the stomach, but then you transition into eventually being up. Beautiful. And then you can go backwards. Take yourself back and then come back down onto your stomach. Beautiful. And as you're working with this, really feel the ease now of drawing up each leg and generating your body thrusting forward. How smooth your pelvis moves. Nice, Donna. Nice. That's huge. And one of the things that you guys are all doing so nice about is how you go from being on your hands and knees and then you just straighten a leg back to go back to your tummy. Really pay attention to that phase because that also promotes the extension. So once you're up, how when you straighten the legs again, you keep that extension in the lower back. That's it, Tomoko, right there, right? Because you're still using your arms to be up. Nice, Donna. And now from there, straighten the legs like you did and just let the back sink. Yes. So once you're up, then you straighten the leg, but you keep the whole spine, especially in between your shoulder blades, sunken in extension. That's it, Donna, right there. Yes, and now take the legs back again and keep that sinking. That's it. That's what's going to make your shoulder better. It already is better. She couldn't do any of this at the beginning. She got so focused on, and that's what happens with children. You get so focused on whatever you're after on the floor. Okay, let's roll over onto your backs and rest. It's not always being after something on the floor, right? So much of it is the desire to move. That we want to be independent and get ourselves from point A to B without somebody always picking us up and them determining when they're going to pick us up and where they're going to take us. So notice how you're feeling now on your back. Bring some awareness and attention back to your sides as we did in the beginning. And if one side felt a little more scrunched up or one side felt longer, again, has that become more balanced for you? The two sides feel more even. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and right, seeing how that feels now, nice and free. Okay, and from here, you're gonna use some of what you learned, right? The scrunching's involved to roll to your side, to come to sitting, and then eventually to come to standing.